The first meeting of the new seafood task force this week heard an admission from the Marine Minister that the Brexit agreement, which the government initially described as a good outcome for Ireland, will lead to a loss of €43 million per year in fish quotas for our fisheries sector, with knock-on effects, he said, on marine support industries and the coastal communities. Minister McConnellogue told the fishing industry organisations that the quota reductions in some of Ireland's most important stocks will be felt immediately when the full annual EU quotas for 2021 are determined shortly. That only confirms what the industry has been telling the government since the agreement was announced, though some of the predictions are even more dire than the 43 million, which the minister has acknowledged. So what was the attitude of the industry at the meeting? The full list of those attending is contained in the news report on the Marine Times website. The industry organisations told the Minister and Department of the Marine officials and the Chairman of the Task Force, former Board BA Chief Executive Aidan Cotter, that on this issue it is totally united, all sectors. Patrick Murphy, Chief Executive of the Irish South and West Fish Producers Organisation, made that clear when I asked him for this week's Marine Times podcast how the meeting had gone.
The industry in this issue is 100% united. And it's not just the producer organisations, but it's also the processors and also the co-ops. And there are three key points that we're looking for that we wanted to be put at the top of the references. And that is burden sharing, without question. Number two is the financial compensation or package that's to be given to the industry in the short term is to be directed to the ones that are most adversely affected, which is the fishing fleet. And number three is that it is of utmost importance that this task force is kept in situ until we make sure that the coastal communities are protected. This isn't a job that will be done in a week or two or a month or two. This has a longevity, and the longevity is for at least the outcome of the review of the common fishery policy that's to take place in the next 2 years. So we have to prepare for that, Tom.
And was there any discussion, Patrick, on the decommissioning, which a lot of people weren't happy about?
Yeah, we discussed it and we gave the same views that we've always given, Tom. Decommissioning has happened far too often in this country, and decommissioning is an end of a way of life for many coastal communities around our coastline. We gave examples of that, and in my own area, the devastation that we've seen as a direct result of decommissioning, where fishing is a memory. And we don't want that to continue around the coastline. So we said that's the last option that we would entertain. We are not naive to think, Tom, that we can rule anything in or out. It's the last option that we would dare even look at. So that's where we were with decommissioning. The tie-up scheme as well was mentioned, Tom, and if it's going to be the same scheme as that was introduced during the COVID, it's not going to have the a result that I think the minister himself is looking for. And unless that is addressed, then there's no point in bringing that in either, because it didn't succeed the last time and it won't succeed the next time. So it would have to be redesigned to suit the what it is designed for. If you want boats to tie up, then you'll have to give them the financial wherewithal to be able to tie up. And if you want to rotate the fleet to make it fair, then it has to be balanced. And that's a discussion that would have to be held within the task force.
Patrick Murphy, CEO, Irish South and West FPO there, giving a detailed account of how the industry put its case to the inaugural meeting of the new seafood task force.